Yo, what's good, everybody, and welcome back to the CJ Experience. I'm your host, CJ Hutchinson, and this week we'll be talking about seven addictions you must break to become your best self. So let's jump right into it. So this week I thought, why not, get rid of distractions, in our lives, or addictions or whatever you kind of want to call them. Because these things, it can be both. Like, you can consider these both either a distraction or an addiction, It can be either or and both. So, okay. So the first one you must break is comparison. So comparison leads to rushed goals, dissatisfaction with life, and feeling of, just feeling like you're of emptiness, basically. But basically, you don't want to be comparing yourself to other people. It zaps the joy out of life. If it really does, the right way. Because basically, whenever you compare yourself to something, you're basically putting yourself kind of lower, because you typically want to compare yourself with the best of the best. Typically. I mean, you don't want to compare yourself with the worst of the worst. That's not like how it goes, So, but if you want some, just help, this is a little thing for this comparison thing, to stop it. Add a simple gratitude practice to your morning or evening routine. So, I don't know, just think about something that you did, something great that you accomplished, do things for you. Like I said, it's 2024 and it's still, with there still being social media, everybody's still getting judged and everybody compares everybody to anybody, So, comparison, you don't need to worry about anybody else. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. You don't need to be doing anything to make yourself feel any less sad or just feel any less type of way, basically, right? Because you're comparing yourself to something. So, because when you compare yourself to something, you can get down. You're like, man, I'm not as good as this guy. So, all right, the next thing is comfort. The comfort zone is where dreams go to die. You don't need to jump off a cliff, but you do need to push yourself a little closer to the edge. So try this. Use the 85% rule. So learning is optimized when we get the right things about 85% of the time. So, basically, all this one is saying for comfort, you don't want to get too cozy, too relaxed in life with anything in life, If you're doing all right, average, that's cool. But don't you want to do better, do more? It's cool. I've been at this job for 10 years and I've had the same position. That's cool. It might be easy and I get it, but don't you want to, move up and make a little bit more money? Now, every job is every job is obviously different. So, I can't be comparing jobs. I'm not going to go into job stories or any of that, but I am, as a person, these quotes, I've seen a lot of these comfort quotes, they hit home, you don't want to be too comfortable. There's always room for improvement. Everybody thinks once you are very close to the top or you're there or whatever, you're good, you're comfortable, you don't need to do any more. No, once you get to the top, you need to keep working, You need to keep that same motivation you had from day one when you had no following to this one when you're big and you got millions of followers. You got to keep pushing. So, the next thing is quitting. You need to stop quitting right now for anything and everything you do. The only way to guarantee failure is to quit, and that is so true. So when you go into something, whether it be a video game, let's say you go into an online match, right? Let's use my Naruto game, for example. I've been playing that game pretty much every day for 5 months now. That game is life. I'm sorry. All my friends be asking me, you trying to play some Fortnite or something? Nah, bro, Naruto is life. But anyway, if you go into a match, let's say casual, because casual is supposed to be casual. You got when you play online with casual people, you got all different types of players. You got good players and bad players and some mediocre ones, right? If you get into the game, and this is an example I see all the time. Whenever I load up into a game now in Naruto Storm Connections, each character has like a proficiency chart. So they show like they each have a level, and the levels don't mean anything. It's just a flex on your part. Like you're like, oh yeah, I've grinded this person to level 50. I was about to play with somebody when they saw all of mine, because mine were pretty. I had level 64 Sasuke, 52 Sarada, and 44 Sakura. I had them, and the guy left, bro. He quit. He just saw. He's like, oh my gosh. Had he known, I mean, I'm good. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a good Storm player. Like, I was probably going to beat him anyway. Because he had, like, level ones or whatever. I was like, yeah, he is not using these people at all. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do my thing. But yeah, he quit. Like, he didn't know, you know. He could have beat me, but he had no idea, and he quit. And it resulted to him failing, to losing, you know. But simply staying in the game long enough will put you ahead of most people. You know, with anything and everything you do, just keep working at it. You know, a lot of people will give up. They're like, it's not for me, this is too much, or I'm not having it, or whatever the case may be. But no, just, you know, like I said, just stay in the game and keep grinding. Just put that work in, you know, because I promise you it'll pay off. All right, now I want everybody to try this, because this is good. So commit to something and give your friend $100. If they quit, they get to keep the money. Oh my God, I read that so wrong. I said if they quit. I meant if you quit. So commit to something and give your friend $100. And then if you quit, they get to keep the money. But if you don't, then they basically can give it back to you, per se. So that is I think that's a really good exercise. Any and everybody can take this, you know, this episode, you know, from today and in the future, you know, and use it beyond. So that's the goal of my podcast. You know, I want to keep going I want my stuff to be irrelevant for years. You know, I don't just want to talk about things that are going to be relevant for a couple years or a year. No, this stuff is relevant for a lifetime. So, all right. The next thing is your phone. Y'all already knew it was coming. You don't gotta say nothing. But phone addiction is real and it's dangerous. You know, a lot, I feel like this generation, these younger kids, like, we are cooked. And for all y'all who don't know what cooked means, it means like we're done. Like there's no hope for us, because this new slang and all this stuff coming out with these new kids, like, I don't know, man. Like the way they're gonna be talking to women in the future, like, oh my God, man. Like, I am so worried for our generation, because these kids just be TikTok dancing, like, just be talking about memes and so all the time. Like, they just relate to everything. Like, bro, it's not TikTok, bro. This is real life, bro. Like, I remember I was on TikTok live one time, and this random girl. She was like, can I join your live stream? And I was like, sure, whatever. So I had her on. She's like, everybody give me money. And I was with my boy Brent and stuff. And we was like dying laughing. We're like, that's not how this works. Like, you cannot live off of TikTok. I don't care what anybody says. Like, the people are, oh my God, I made money from TikTok. I've actually made money from TikTok, but not living. You know, enough money to buy me like a PS5. Like, that's how much money I made. But like, that's about it. You know, I mean, if I went longer and started doing it, sure, I could probably save up to eventually get a car or something. But it's nothing, man. Like, it is not that big a deal. But one thing you got to do is to try this. So turn your phone off an hour before bed, and don't turn it on for 1 hour after you wake. And I know, because we all do this, and I get it. In college especially, I was the biggest person, bro. Like, I was always doing this, bro. Like, I'd be having my alarm. I mean, but you gotta set your alarm on your phone, you feel me? So yeah, I got set your alarm, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna just keep swiping on my phone, you know. But in reality, like I said, before I go to bed, so like, let's say, all right, I'm gonna go to bed at 2 a.m. So at 1 o'clock, 1 in the morning, I'll be like, all right, I have to stop gaming, I have to do all this stuff. And then I can just chill out, you know, relax, calm, let my mind calm down, go to sleep. Then once I wake up, just, you know, I don't know, do something for an hour, whether it's, you know, you can do a lot of things like get ready for work, you know, or if you don't work till later and you're up early, I don't know, like just basically, you know, find a task at hand within 1 hour to do that's not on your phone, and you'll feel a lot better. I definitely want to do that, but I'm guilty. I'm so guilty of that. I mean, even today I still do it. Like I literally wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm on my phone again. But it's funny now, because now I wake up and I hop on my system. I don't even hop on my phone. But it's the same thing. I'm still looking at a screen, you know. But this like, if you do this, like, your life will change completely. I promise. Like, just the way you'll look at life and everything, you know. So it's like part of being disciplined if you do this, you know. And discipline can do a lot of good things for you in this world, so. All right, the next thing is waiting for the perfect conditions to start. So there's someone out there who's way less qualified than you living the life you want. That quote to me hits so deep. So basically, there's somebody out there, you know, and they're famous people like that do voiceover work, and they're literally just like me, and they could be very, you know, less skilled and have all this stuff. But I guess the reason they probably got it was because of, you know, they knew people, you know, they simply took action. They didn't just, you know, like let it happen, you know, like, oh, it's going to happen overnight. No, I mean, that's with me and my podcast and stuff. You know, I didn't start. I literally started on a random day. Like, all right, I'm going to start. And I'm going to put my foot down and I'm going to actually grind every day and talk about what I want to talk about and do what I need to talk, like do what I need to do. So, but Jeff Bezos' 70% rule is take action when you had 70% of the information you wish you had. That's kind of deep. Yeah. I mean, if you almost have 100% of the information, why would you wait to get that last 30% when you could be starting right away? You know what I'm saying? You already know almost 3/4 of the project. You'll be okay. So, but yeah, that quote, the one that said there's someone out there who's way less qualified than you living the life you want, it really makes you feel some type of way. Like I said, especially if you're somebody that has a goal and dream, like if you want to do YouTube, there's somebody out there that has, like, is probably living his dream as a YouTuber. Now, he put in the work, you know, he was dedicated, he actually grinded, because it's a grind, it doesn't just happen overnight. But you know, that was that. So, but yeah, I feel like with my podcast, like I said, I literally started on a random date. I started technically May 25th, 2022 was when I made my podcast. Like, that's the official date of the CJ Experience, like the release and everything. But my first official episode, and I count this as my 2 year, is June 1st. I was like, that's when I actually recorded the episode. On May 25th, I just made the CJ Experience, you know. It's got, if you want, you could say it's got two birthdays. It's created date, but then like the actual date. So the creation date was May 25th, 2022. Following a week later was my first episode, June 1st, 2022. So, but yeah, I did. And then, like I said, now, I got me a little vision going on of all these things I need to do, you know, next year, you know, and this year I have to, like, I should start doing them so I can feel comfortable where next year I'll be doing it, like, just like that, like, no problem. Okay, the last two are complaining. Complaining, it may seem harmless, but over time, it will train your brain to seek out the negative side of everything. And it's crazy because I feel like my 24 years of living, I've met like so many people be complaining about their lives and everything, old and young and everything. Like, I wish I, like, you got old people, I wish I went in the military, I wish I didn't, or all these things. And I was like, well, that, like, that's your decision, you know? It wasn't my decision, you know? I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna live my own life. I'm gonna do whatever I want to do. I don't care what, you know, what people say, or, you know, they're like, oh, you're not gonna make it, or this. Oh, I will do something to make it, because I don't, like I said, as young as I am, and I already dislike working for people, bro. As young as I am, I already don't even like working, look, to be honest with you. But you gotta work, you know. And I'm blessed with this job, and it feels like I get to just, it feels like I'm chilling, basically. So that's a fat bet. Security, I mean, that's how security goes. It's just chilling. So, you know, that's nice. I like it, like how easy and chill my job is. But yeah, you just got other people out there, and the thing is that they be complaining, but you can make a difference. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. If you hate your job so much, leave, like try something else. Like, it's not that difficult. You know, if you hate it, don't stay at the job. Like, I hate this job. I'm just here because I hate it so much. Like what? Like, why are you there if you hate it? I get it. You need money to live, but find something that you enjoy, because like I said, you live one life. This is your life. I don't want to look back and be like, yeah, man, I worked at UPS for like 50 or 40 years, bro. You know how happy I would, bro? I would hate myself, bro. But yeah, I had the lamest life ever, bro. Screw it. Like, I don't know, bro. It would just be like, I wouldn't even care, bro. So wear this. This is going to help all my complainers out there. You know, this is for everybody and anybody, because their complainers becoming, like I said, all ages, kids, little kids, to adults, to grown ups, to like old people. Literally anybody complains, bro. Anybody and everybody complains. But basically, wear a rubber band on your wrist for a week, and then every time you complain, you got to snap it. So then, you know, you be complaining so much, it's gonna hurt, where you be like, I have to stop complaining. Like, this hurts too much. So, all right. And the last thing, this is probably gotta be the most important one, I think so, is procrastination. And luckily, I'm so blessed with most of these. And right now is my phone one, but everything else, I'm not waiting for a perfect start condition. I don't complain. I'm not one to complain. I'm not one to quit, you know, especially if it's something I want to do. I want to, you know, grind. And then also, like, I'm not comfortable. Like, I'm not comfortable. Like, I still need to keep doing it. I have that mindset. And then also, I stopped comparing myself to others, where I'm like, yeah, man, like, I'm not like this or like that. Like, cool, because guess what? I'm not him. I'm me. I'm my own person. So I don't need to, compare myself to Johnny over there who has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Cool, good for Johnny. But I'm not Johnny. I'm CJ, the one and only. So, all right, here's a quote by Pink Floyd. And then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you to run. You miss a starting gun. That is kind of scary, right? But yeah, don't lose your life to procrastination. It's true. Now, and this is also something I've seen, not just so before was complaining, but procrastination I've seen my whole life with plenty of people in school. Like, there was a bunch of people, like, they would just wait till the last minute to do like all their work. I remember this, like, in high school, bro. This kid, like, wait, he missed so much school, bro. He had like the last, I don't even remember, like the last month, he was just doing so much work, bro. Like, he was so far behind. And I was like, yeah, like, does that like really seem fun to, like I said, wait till the last minute, stack up all your work, and then you're done? Like, does that really seem fun? No, not to me. And I've always been that way, where I hate procrastinating. Like, I have to do it. I have to do it right now, right away. It's like me. Like, I record my podcast on a Monday. This episode doesn't come out till Friday. You see, like, I'm dedicated. Like, I want to take care of it right now, because if I say I'll do it tomorrow, then the next day, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Like, every time you be like, I'll do it tomorrow, you keep pushing it back. And then tomorrow, so you're like, crap, I didn't post, but I need to. So, because if I kept saying that, but I'll do it tomorrow, and then it's Friday, and I'll be like, oh, I didn't post. I'm like, all right, I got to wake up a little bit early and get ready to post. So, but here's something for all my procrastinators out there. Try this 5-minute rule. If you're procrastinating on something, just work on it for 5 minutes. The hardest part of the task is getting over the hump of starting. It does. It takes any task. I think the hardest part for sure is starting it. Once you get started, you know, like you get comfortable enough and you'll be like, all right, I can finish it. But just starting it is the worst. And I feel like in college for me, it was papers. Like whenever you had to write a paper, I was like, man, like I didn't procrastinate, but I did it. But it's like, man, what do I talk about? And sometimes it would take you a minute, but not long enough where I'm going to be waiting until the day of or whatever to do anything. Cause I knew some people, I ain't finna call them out, but I know some people, they cool. I mess with them. They know they some real people in my lives, but in college they procrastinate. They passed college and everything, you know, I ain't tripping, you know, they doing good. They did good at Blinn or whatever, but yeah, they was wild. You know, I ain't gonna say no names, but I thought that was funny. I was like, dang, y'all really wait the last minute to do papers? Nah, bro. Like, it couldn't be me. Like, I'm so serious. Like, I can't wait. I cannot wait the last minute to do all my work. I'm somebody who has to do my work right away, right here, right now. So then I can just chill the rest of the week, bro. That's just how it goes, so. All right, well, thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. I hope y'all join me again next week as I talk about avoid these time traps at all costs. I love and appreciate all of my fans. Y'all are amazing. You can find my podcast by going to my Instagram at cjustice008 and click on my link tree, which is in my bio, and the podcast is called The CJ Experience. Y'all have a blessed day, and I'll see y'all next week. Thank you.